guess, how do you kind of process the emotions of climbing towards your goal and then all of a sudden it's coming to an abrupt end?
I mean, you know, it sucks. I think, you know, you look at the season and just kind of all the hard work we put in, you know, to go out like that. But I think, you know, you really got to reflect on just the season as a whole, you know, what we did, what we accomplished, seeing 17 go out there and making some spectacular plays, watching the defense do some good things throughout the season. So, you know, obviously it sucks to lose, but you look forward to what we got as a team and what we really could look forward to in the future.
I guess what was your biggest takeaway from your rookie season?
I got to watch Jimbo do a lot of good stuff, so I'm going to definitely add a lot to the repertoire there. But, you know, I'm excited to be able to just be here. I'm excited to have the opportunity to play for the Buffalo Bills and to, you know, to have a pretty, in my opinion, pretty decent rookie season. There's a lot that I want to do and get better at, and I'm excited for. The offseason is going to be pretty good for me. And just to get back here and continue to prove that I am who I am and, you know, continue to showcase my ability in all facets of the game.
How much will it help that you don't have to go through combine and not knowing where you're not on a team until May? Now you have a whole offseason. How much will that help you?
It feels good. I mean, I've been going really almost a year straight. You know, I started prep January 1st, getting up there in Arizona and working out for the Senior Bowl and then the combine and pro day. So it's going to be good to get some time away, spend some time with my family. But, you know, I got bigger goals, and that's to get back to work and you know, make sure we finish this job that we got next year.
Ray, what made the offensive line so good this year?
Deion Dawkins, Dave, Spencer, Connor, and Saibo. I mean, those five guys came to work each and every day. You know, I think they'll tell you it was really Chrome, too. You know, Chrome is a hell of a coach. You know, that guy is really, really smart. He knows what he's talking about. He's very – when it comes to being coached by him, it's easy to be coachable. It's easy to communicate with him. So I think those five guys would tell you Chrome is a guy who has, you know – put them in the best position to succeed, and that goes in hand with our running back coach Skip and our OC. When those three guys are working, putting their head together, I think our O-line's job is a lot easier.